Today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you. Madhulila, chapter 2, text 73. But we finished off yesterday, 72. So I read from text 73. This is no purport. We read up to 78, and then we chant the verse. Text 73. I read on the translation. Today class will be finishing 8:40, and please stay. There is some graduation ceremony. Text 73. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus unconscious, he happened to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, he got up and immediately made a tumultuous sound, very loud, declaring, "Now Krishna, the great personality, is present." In this way, because of Krishna's sweet qualities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made different types of mistakes in his mind. Thus, by reading the following verse, he ascertained the presence of Lord Krishna. So the following verse is from Krishna Karnamrita. In the attitude of Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the gopis, "My dear friends, where is the Krishna, Cupid personified, who has the effulgence of Kadamba flower, who is sweetness itself, the nectar of my eyes and mind? He who loosens the hair of the gopis, who is the supreme source of transcendental bliss and my life and soul. Has he come before my eyes again?" Text 75. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then would begin to talk like this. "Is Cupid personified present with the effulgence and reflection of Kadamba trees? Is he the same person personified sweetness, who is the pleasure of my eyes and mind? Who is my life and soul? Has Krishna actually come before my eyes?" Text 76. As the spiritual master chastises the disciple and teaches him the art of devotional service, so all the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including despondency, moroseness, humility, restlessness, joy, endurance, and anger, all instructed his body and mind. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his times. 77. He also passed his times reading the books and singing the songs of Chandidasa and Vyadapati, and listening to quotations from the Jagannatha Vallabha Nataka, Krishna Karnamrita, and Gita Govinda. Thus, in the association of Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights chanting and hearing with great pleasure. Text 78. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Among his associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed paternal loving affection with Paramananda Puri, friendly affection with Ramananda Roy, unalloyed service from Govinda and others, and humors of conjugal love with Gadadhara, Jagadananda, and Swarupa Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed all these four mellows, and thus he remained obliged to his devotees. Purport. Paramananda Puri is said to have been Uddhava in Vrindavan. His affections with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were on the platform of paternal love. This was because Paramananda Puri happened to be the god-brother of spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Ramananda Rai, who is considered an incarnation of Arjuna, and by some incarnation of Vishakha Devi. So some says that Ramananda Rai is incarnation of Vishakha Devi. So the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed unalloyed fraternal love with the Lord. The Vishakha Devi enjoyed unalloyed fraternal love with the Lord. Unalloyed personal service was enjoyed by Govinda and others in the presence of his most confidential devotees like Gadadhara Pandita, Jagadananda, and Svarupa Damodar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the ecstatic condition of Srimati Radharani in her conjugal relationship with Krishna. Absorbed in these four transcendental mellows, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resides in Jagannatha Puri, feeling very much obliged to his devotees. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umintam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Before I speak, I'd like to seek blessings from Srila Prabhupada disciple here, and also all the Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. Panchakalpa taruvyasya kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo namo namaha. And also, I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate new initiates. And when you first time get initiation, the level of enthusiasm is very, very high. So I'd like to seek their blessings so that with their enthusiasm, I can speak something. Here again, very aesthetic subject. Every Saturday, Sunday, we hear about why Lord Chaitanya came, their external reason, internal reason, all explained very well by his previous speakers. And also by his previous speakers, we understand that Bhagavad Gita brings us to surrender, and Srimad Bhagavatam brings us to the love of Godhead, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita brings us to intense love of Godhead. So for a person who doesn't have intense love of Godhead, to speak on this subject is very, very difficult. And also I have to admit that my understanding is not that deep, and that you won't go far. But and yet, here I am. The reason is Prabhupada set the program very interesting way. So Prabhupada mentioned that Bhagavad Gita is ABC of spiritual life. And then Bhagavatam is university level. So Bhagavad Gita is elementary level, Bhagavatam is university level, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate level. But and yet, we all here. And also, Prabhupada put, within 1 week, put all this class in, three of them all in 1 week. So evening we study Bhagavad Gita as usual, and in morning, Monday to Friday, we have Srimad Bhagavatam class, and then Saturday, Sunday, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita. So those who are basically on elementary level, how can fathom this? How can we understand? And also, what is the reason behind why Prabhupada put all this very high-level subject in, even exposed to these newcomers? So educational point of view, material point of view, this doesn't make sense, because for a child, we cannot speak about complicated marriage matter. So it seems like that. But then yet, Prabhupada insisted that we hear Chaitanya Charitamrita. The reason is this, that ultimately our understanding is not based on our intelligence or academic ability. Our understanding is based on by Krishna's mercy. Fundamentally, so Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Ma prasada tarishasi." So in this way, Lord Chaitanya came down in the mood of Radharani. Only one reason, in one sense. There are many, many reasons, but it boils down to one reason, to teach us what bhakti is. Then question arises, then in devotional practice, there are so many ways of practice and different systems. Then why particularly is bhakti? So we have to think about that. So in order to understand the bhakti, then without bhakti, what are the motivations of people to carry on their lives? So once we take a birth, we have different body features, and we have a different goal in life, and then different tastes, different pursuit in life, all different life is going on. Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Radha Gokulanda Ki Jai Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Jai Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, whatever activities we do in our life, when you look at their motivation, is based on Raga, Vaya, and Krodha. Let us look at ourselves, how many times we make a decision out of anger. Sometimes we do get into argument, and then all of a sudden the final stage of argument is that, now I'm not going to do this, or now I'll do this. Even sometimes people get heated up, I will kill something, something. So we make a very, very important decision in life, based on anger. Sometimes even devotee community also, certain things happen, sometimes conflict between the devotees, or conflict between the authorities, or authority and junior, whatever. Then final conclusion, now I'm going to leave this temple. Why is there such an important decision in your life has to be based on anger? Let us look at it. And also, moreover, that if it's not anger, then bhaya, the fear in life. So, you know, how many insurance companies are there? How many types of insurance? Fundamental cause of all insurance is nothing but fear. And then let's move up. So let's say somehow we make a decent decision and let's say eliminate the element of fear. Then mostly we would like to do what we like to do. Raga, what attachment you have in your heart. So raga, bhaya, krodha is motivations of our activity. That's why when Arjuna asked Krishna, what are the symptoms of realized soul? Siddha Puragyasa Kabasha Samadhisya Keshava. And also these people, how they walk, how they sit. But Krishna took an entire different angle. He doesn't talk about these external features of ecstatic symptoms, external symptoms of behavior. Why? Because at that particular moment, if Krishna says it, Arjuna couldn't take it. For example, external symptoms of ecstasy, external symptoms of realized soul, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed earlier on. For example, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it says that realized soul, their symptoms are categorized into three categories. First of all, jada. Jada ummata pishachabat. Jada. They look very foolish. Here, Purpati says, translation says, Lord Chaitanya also many, many mistakes, made many mistakes in his own mind. It looks like a foolish. And then again, ummata, like mad person. How many incidents we have so far read about the madness of Lord Chaitanya? Moreover, Pishachaba, they look like ghosts. I remember particularly Lord Chaitanya's all four limbs and then this head, they removed from their socket for how many inches? 8 inches. So this arm dislocated 8 inches and then head goes up here like a strange robot. This is the symptoms of ecstasy. But Krishna cannot say to Arjuna because he's not on that level. So all he can say is, Pita raga bhaya kuroda, I think samadhi tadochate, samadhi, one who reached on the samadhi level, one who is a realized level, their decision, their motivation is not based on raga bhaya kuroda. Then question arises, then what's next? If you don't have any attachment, if you don't have any fear, and if you don't have any anger, then what are the motivation of their day-to-day life? So then, bhakti comes. So, Krishna says, again and again in Bhagavad Gita, if you understand me, if you want to understand me, then only element you need is not academic ability, not how many verses you can quote. It's not that. What is that? Bhakti. Bhakti mam abhajananti. Yavanya chasmi tatvata. You'll know me in truth through the bhakti. So, tato mam tatvato gyatva. Once you know me, then what comes? Vishante tat anantaram. After that, you'll come to kingdom of God. So then question arises that now we know how to connect ourselves with Krishna. So that the key answer is bhakti. Then what's stopping us to have this bhakti? What's in between us and Krishna? What is the obstruction? And then Krishna says again to Arjuna, that is ahankar. So, here, Krishna says, Machitta sarva dulgani maprasada tarishasi. Atachet tvam ahankaran nasroshasi pinangshasi. Atachet tvam. You, ahankara, due to ahankara, nasroshasi. We don't listen to me, then what happens? Pinangshasi will be finished. So here, ultimately in our life, no matter what problem we have, no matter what incidents we have, no matter what difficulties we go through, if you analyze it, it boils down to one. Salva dulgani, all difficulties is boiled down to one. What is that? It's lack of Krishna consciousness. He said, Machitta. If you don't have this mentality, then salva dulgani, you will experience all difficulties. But, and yet, the remedy is maprasada tarishasi. You will get over these difficulties through maprasada, my prasadam, my mercy. So prasadam has two aspects. After class, we'll go to prasadam room. We'll have a nice prasadam. And yet, prasadam is nothing but Krishna's mercy. So, then, we got the answer. So that we have to remove this ankar in order to invite bhakti. Then, we have to know the nature of ankar also. So when doctor diagnose a patient, and then they know certain disease they have, then they deal with the disease. So how to deal with disease? This is our question. So how then we have to deal with this ahankar? I'll give you an example. Ahankar in English translation is, we say, how do you say in ahankar in English translation? False ego. So this ego. Then what is this ego then? Have you ever thought about it? Ego is the prime cause of, in one sense, all evil. Because of ego, we typically invite bhakti. So then what is this ego? What is this ego? So sometimes when it's difficult to understand the philosophical aspect, then easy to understand by giving example. So ego is like undigested food. So for example, let's say, in Upanishad says that, I quote this again and again, when we eat, when solid food, when you eat, it turns into our flesh and mind. And then liquid, when we eat, it turns into blood and our prana. So somebody, sometimes when somebody cough, the best thing is the calming down is possible, a glass of water. And then the heat of the food and the oil element of food turn into our bone and bone marrow and also turn into our speech. This means this food we intake has to be digested. So it turns into different element. That if it doesn't digest, you know what happens? We eat, it doesn't digest in the stomach. You know what happened? It comes out to where the place where you put the food in. It comes out. When it comes out, you see that sometimes the rice grain of it. I won't go to detail how it looks like it. But sometimes we do see undigested food, especially when you know the young child and they are not well. Then all of a sudden, the food comes out. Then when the food comes out, we see the element, rice grain, exactly intact form as before. So when this, for example, one rice grain, when it is broken down, then turn into our body. So again, Krishna says, annat bhavati bhutani. Through these grains, people, all the living entity grows. So this undigested grain is false ego. So ultimately, process of Krishna consciousness is we break down the identity of ourselves. So initiation ceremony, why we give a new name? You are giving up all your identities. As Bhakta John or Bhakta Smith or Bhaktin Julia or whatever. Once you take initiation, your identity as Bhakta Julia, Bhaktin Julia has gone. So, in the army, they do very well this. When I joined the army, first thing they do, you know what did they do? They take your clothes away. Whatever you're wearing, they give new clothes. Like Bhakta course, you have a new white dhoti. And then second step is that as soon as they give you new clothes, they give you number. You are not called as John or Smith anymore. They give you number. Still, I remember my number. My number is 227. And when I joined the army, it's an amazing experience and it's a shocking experience. All of a sudden, my identity, my coming name was Jin Hwangbo. Jin Hwangbo is gone. All of a sudden, 227, as if my existence disappeared. So then, 227 has to exactly what my master has to say. All of a sudden, I become robot in another organization. So, all of a sudden, something I did something wrong. 227, come here. What are you doing here? And then, if I do something good, and then inform the people, 227, come out. And then, this 227 did very well. Like this. And then I get my name back. When I get my name back, when this training finishes, they give a rank. As well as I give my name back. So then, the final, the ceremony of the training is that we get nice, you know, the brand new suit and then the hat and then put the hat in the air. Then now you are Lieutenant Hwangbo, like that. So in this way, in outside the world, especially army, you have to change everything. You have to change your eating habits, sleeping habits, clothing habits. You change everything. Then, ultimately, you are fitting to new organization. We also the same. When we joined the Hare Krishna movement, initially, we go through many, many changes. But final change has to be our ego has to go. So that's why Krishna says, again, yat ahankara asrita. As long as you asrita, surrender unto, take a shelter unto your ahankara. You know what happened? He said, na yoshasi iti manyase. Na yoshasi. You'll think, I will not fight. You'll have your own idea very much. But then what Krishna thinks or what other people think ultimately doesn't matter. What I think is best. Na yoshasi iti manyase. Then, this is another interesting aspect. Mitya saiva vyabhasaya sete prakritim tvam niyokshasi. But that vyabhasaya, that your decision, that your determination, esha mitya, is false. And also, further than that, it's a very scary statement, Krishna said. Prakriti tvam niyokshasi. If you don't surrender to me, the prakriti will deal with you. Prakriti means material nature. Material nature will deal with you. Material nature means actually very, very harsh. They hear a very young child, very cute. If he touches the fire, no matter how cute they are, the hand will burn. There is no exception. Material nature is very, very harsh. When summer is hot, nice, when winter comes, whether you are poor, whether you're a good person, or whether you are philanthropic or not, it doesn't matter, you will feel cold. When tsunami comes, when earthquake comes, that this house is a devotee house, this house is a gangster house. Okay, let's say a devotee's house, and that's a story gangster house. No, material nature doesn't have eyes for that. Krishna may save devotees, but material nature will not save any devotees. This is a material nature. So Krishna says here, very interesting statement, that yat ahankaran asritya. If you take shelter unto your own ahankar, then ultimately prakriti tvam niyokshasi. Prakriti will deal with you. Roughly only 5 minutes, I actually, regarding this bhakti, I prepared some material from Gopi Gita and the 10th canto Krishna's Lila with the Gopis. So, but we don't have much time, so I just condensed what I prepared. So then, how do you learn this bhakti and then remove ankar? Simple. When there is darkness, removing darkness is not easy when you are in deep darkness. But when you bring the light in, then darkness will go automatically. So don't worry about my ego, your identity, don't worry about it. How can I deal with this ego? If you bring the bhakti in, that this is darkness of our ego will disappear. Then how do we learn this bhakti? Narad Muni says, yatha braja gopikanam. So by the examples of the gopis. So by the examples of gopi, we learn our bhakti. So then, you know, the gopis, when you look at the gopis, the emotion to Krishna is sometimes a lot of question arises. The first question we can think of is that we know that when gopi sees Krishna, then their loving, the emotion arises. There are many, many descriptions on how the gopis' love rises. Here. Lasi sambidam hrichodayam prahasitanam prema bhikshanam. So, prahasita ananam. So, by smiling face, prahasita ananam, the face. By smiling face, and then prema bhikshanam, by the sweet glance of love. This is awakens the gopis, the hrichaya udaya, hrichodayam. So, which are dormant within on our heart, this love for Krishna, this bhakti, is awakened by prahasita ananam, prahasita, by Krishna's smile, and prema vikshanam, by Krishna's glance. And then what is this then stored in our heart is rahasi sambidam, the sambit potency. So, we have three potencies, sat-chit ananda. The chit potency we awakens. Then this deep develop arises. But I'll give you one interesting question so that you can meditate on your own good time. So there is no doubt when we see Krishna, our heart melts. There is no doubt. And that we deeply attach to Krishna. But Sukadev Goswami make a very, very interesting statement about gopi. When this gopi, when they heard Krishna was born, they're running to the Krishna's father's house is described. So then how gopi without seeing Krishna, they're running to Krishna's. How come they have such a devotion already? I'll give you their description. Gopa susmrita mani kundala nishta kantyas. Gopyaha, not only one gopi, gopyaha means the plural, many, many gopis. Submrishta, mrishta means dazzling, very brilliant, shining. Submrishta, very dazzling money, jewelries. They had all the jewelries. It seems like in olden days, lifestyle is far affluent than now. And kundalas niksha kantyas. They had not only jewelry, they had a wonderful earring. And also niksha kantyas. And then the keys and rockets on the hanging on the neck. And then chitrambara pati shikachuta malya varshaha. And so the clothes they're wearing is called chitrambara. You know pitambara? What does pitambara means? Yeah, yellow cloth. Ambara means cloth. And pita means yellow. But here, chitrambara. Everyone knows what is chitrambara means. Gopis wearing chitrambara. Chitrambara means embroidered clothes. So when this deity clothes, for example, this is a simple cloth. Embroidered means it's something patterned on top of the cloth you sewing. And different designs, sometimes sunflower designs, sometimes different stars. This is embroidery. But nowadays, nobody wearing embroidery. Anybody, girls wearing embroidery on sari? Even men? But they're wearing chitrambara, they embroidered clothes. Very, very posh clothes they're wearing. Pati, on the way to Nanda Maharaj's house. And then, not only that, shika chuta. You know shika? You know what is shika? Shika. You know shika? And also, when you see the temple, you know, on the altar, right at the top, you know, the shape, you know, like a pointy shape on top of altar, it's called shika. So here, shika chuta, all the gopis, they have a shika, which means their hair wasn't down. Their hair was, what do you call it? You know, when they're wedding, when they see some ladies, the hair beautifully goes up, and then they put the flowers. So it looks like the wedding, going to wedding is their day-to-day life. So, not only that, Krishna's name is Achyuta. Here, Shikachyuta. Chyuta means many things. What is things? Malya Varsa. Malya. All the garlands, all flower decoration was Chyuta, was falling. How much is it falling? It's like Varsa, like rain shower. So, this is just the external description of the gopis. And then, he said, Biola Kundala Payodara Hara Shobaha. Biola. three things shaking. What is three things shaking? It's a kundala, earring, payodara. Their breast also shaking. And also hara. Hara means their flower garlands is shaking. So Sukadeva Goswami is, we know that he's a brahmachari. And also he knows that he's very, very renounced. But then he daily describes this in this way. When I read this verse, oh my God. For example, let's say when we had a blind date. So how was that girl? If someone says, oh, the girl was very beautiful, and so she had a really large breast, then we think, oh, this is a lusty guy. But Sukadeva Goswami here, kundala payodara hara shobaha, it freely describing like this. So in this way, is gopis, they have not seen the Krishna, but excitement that they have is beyond the description. The love for Krishna they had is beyond the description. How come this happened? How? We know that if you have a certain interaction with the people, certain relationship with certain people, naturally affection arises, naturally love arises. But at this point, Gopi has not had that. So this will be your meditation to find out the answer. And also, there are many, many answers, but I'll give you one glimpse to help you to meditate. Ultimately, these types of mystical emotion, mysticism, so-called, actually, this is nothing but bhakti. Bhakti arises in so mystical way that we cannot pin down in one point, in one way. So now we have a book distribution marathon. So we need to have devotee to distribute books. But Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada, they have mystical way to distribute books even without devotees. Do you think it can happen? Yes? Thank you. So I'll give you one example. So my time's up, so I spend 2 minutes more. By the mercy of Prabhupada, in Korea also we don't have many devotees. But interestingly, this is a cover story ISKCON. It's the last month, so it came as the news journal as a cover story. This one I shared with you already last class in October. But today, fresh news came that this is November. This month edition is another one of Korea famous magazine. This goes to presidential house, all the government places, all the places, not only the university and bookstore. And there we have here ISKCON. Story is going on. So we put here not only our ISKCON activities, and also we put the Srila Prabhupada picture also. Like that. So we managed to put Mahamantra here, and also I'm kind of amazed that it's such time, it's such a came in a way that you know, December time, and then the book distribution going on, so that I was thinking how this can happen in Korea. Those who doesn't have much devotees. And then Krishna has a mystical way that holy name has to go to every town and village. Thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna.